often attributed to Mark Twain, is, "The man who does not read good books has no advantage over the man who cannot read them." If you want to shudder, the question that leaps to mind is whether those 57% of Americans don't want to read or can't read. Neither is an attractive option. Not at all surprisingly, then, the mysterious bookshop, which I opened on Friday the 13th of April 1979, found itself in financial straits a few years ago. It had been struggling for a while, and the move from its first home in Midtown Manhattan to hip downtown Tribeca did nothing to improve its circumstances. Not being wealthy, partially by accident of birth, and the failure of my parents to leave me an obscene fortune, I was faced with the increasing difficulty of supporting a business that was bleeding money. Some months a mere trickle, others a rushing, roaring hemorrhage. To illustrate the level of desperation to which I had fallen, I called for a staff meeting. There are many reasons to risk the perils of going into business on your own, and one of the best is to avoid the meetings that seem to fill the days of those who toil in the corporate world. At this unprecedented event, I told the people who work with me of our situation, holding nothing back, and asked for ideas that might help us save the